May 17, 2017.
Call this meeting to order. Could you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is our regular... Yeah, you probably changed it out for me, didn't you, Bill? You got here early to make sure you got the chair you wanted. That's how it works. I see how it is, the chair I want. Anyhow, all right, so we are at our regular board meeting on Wednesday, May 17, 2017, at 6:00 p.m. And present are Board Chairman Tim McCain, Board Clerk Bill Bailey, Betty Harding, Steve Ross, and Dean Cron. So all are present, and we do have a quorum. Guests, welcome. Thank you for joining us for our regular board meeting. We certainly appreciate your... Let's move right on to the Fire Chief's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Everybody should have a copy of the May 2017 Fire Chief's report in front of them. I'm just going to highlight some of the items that we're going to go through for the month. There's a total of 31 items. The first one, the manpower for the month remained the same. There was no new hires for the month. 1942 engine is still a Brown and Brown body shop for painting. But they're still doing the sanding to get that done for us, so we're hoping to have... Number four, the training. The district training for the month is on... There's actually two parts. There's EMS part, which is on CPAP tourniquet assessment, and on the fire drill, we're doing Rick and Irick drill. Number five, wizard education, which is our paramedic class. Two of the four students that we have dropping out of procedures and SOPs, 11. Nate Oliver is helping us to rewrite some of the EMS procedures as we go forward. Water Day starts next week. About the ACES school is out this week. Today was the last day, so Water Month, we assisted 28 citizens. Under school events and groups, number 19, on 4/29, Chairman McCain and myself participated in the Saturday...
What is it, like, 4 hours? Three and a half, I think, something like that.
So this is our help to try to let them help on strategic plan. Number 20, on the 4th of May, we went over to Florence for the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office Memorial. We used our ladder to fly the flag. Number 12, the Moose Lodge, under Board Member Ross's direction, for the summer safety program. We raised just over $1,100, I believe it was. That puts another $1,100 into the coffers for the summer safety. On the 13th of May, we went, which was the next Saturday, the ACES car wash to allow them to get money's worth. Number 24, excuse me, Wendy. All get out, Wendy.
Lot of mud.
Yes. Under contracts and business issues, number 29, ongoing, the writing of the contract for Cabot to get the ride-along. Finally, under 31, we have the Accenture 457 and Accenture 401A plan. Loan programs are doing well for us.
Questions or comments? You guys have been very busy with the community, and I think that's a good thing to see. I always think it's a good thing for the district of the community, and so it looks like you guys have been keeping your guys out there, getting them in front of people, and building those relationships with the community, which I... Let's move on to the staff reports. Number six in your book.
So for the month of April, April 1st through the 30th, we ran a total of 150 calls. Of those 150 calls, five were fire calls. We had two total structural fires, two were fires in brush side, and one rubbish fire. So the total of those, the losses for the month was just around the next page. You'll see this is the injury report at the bottom there. We didn't sustain any injuries to our members for the month. So we asked last month, I think it was Bill, to blow this report up a little bit, so that's why it's gone.
I was going to say, I like that.
So it's a little bit bigger to read through those as you're going through. Fortunately, we have a lot of zeros in there, but it'll still help you as we go on throughout the year to show the total loss. Next page is a breakdown again for the types of fires. Again, five total fires you'll see at the top. Of the 99 rescued emergency medical service incidents, one was a medical assist, 19 were emergency medical services calls, 77 were EMS calls, one was a motor vehicle accident, and one was a motor vehicle. Service calls were 23, good intel calls were 12, false alarms and false calls were 11. The breakdown on the next page really is how we start out with those 9 calls, whether it's code 2, no lights and sirens, or code 3, lights and sirens. 84 were code 2 or no lights. On the last page, you'll see this is our fractile response times. Our average 90% fractile response time was right at 7 minutes and 0 seconds. Our highest response time was 9 minutes and 45 seconds. Average response time for the month of April.
Any questions? As usual, still amazes me you guys get to all those calls in average of under 5 minutes. So it's amazing. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
On to correspondence. Is there any correspondence?
There is one. We had a gal that we helped send the card. It says, Dear Chief Heaton, thank you so much for having your team help out yesterday with my dog. Annie, which was her dog, felt so helpless because she didn't have the ability to use her back legs and was trying to get up and kept hitting her head on the door. It was very caring and it was just terrific. I think the Arizona's best in the country. I know that I wouldn't have been able to do what I did to get the dog in the car. It was excellent, and I really appreciate everything you per se, but I greatly...
Consent agenda. All items under the consent agenda will be approved under one motion unless one of the governing board members had the consent the front of you, hopefully for the last few days. Do I have a motion to approve the consent motion? Do I have a second?
Second.
We'll take Bill's second. He got it out just before you.
All right. Sorry.
He gets credit for it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that passes unanimously. And call to the public. Chief, did you receive any yellow cards?
I don't have any yellow cards. Do you have any yellow cards?
Okay. Okay. All right. So we'll move directly on. And on to old business, discussion possible action regarding budget for 2017-2018.
And so, Pepper, were we able to get ready a new sheet for the budget? So, unfortunately, we had an error in our formula for our budget last time. So, we originally pointed that we were going to do 3.5, which would take us to our budget. But looking at the tax levy again this year, we were able to look at of two options, one of taking 3.5 and 5%. But if you look at the sheet that you have in there right now, so 17-18, so it should be behind tab 10.
No, it's just behind tab 10.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
There we go. That's a revised.
Yes, this is a revised. So you'll see for 2017-18 at 5% is what we're proposing now. That's 16-17. It's actually a lower number than what we proposed and agreed upon at the 3.5%. So if we do a 5%, the new tax rate will be $3.19, which is substantially less than what we thought it was going to be. It'll be an increase of roughly 12 cents, and we'll have a new budget of $1,465,000. So the budget increase you'll see there in the next line is $69,784. Prop 117, the most we can ask for is 5%. It's actually more money on the table from the county for us to use, but we can't, because of Prop 117, which was voter-approved legislation, we can't ask for more than 5%. Our new tax rate will be $3.19. The other part, there's actually three parts of Prop 117. One says the property cap tax is at $3.25. The second part says you can't ask for more than 5% any year after year override. And the third part says instead of getting primary dollars, we're now getting secondary dollar. So my proposal is we agreed at 3.5, which came to, I think, $3.24. Found out 5% actually only comes to $3.19, so it leaves 5% actually produces a lesser tax rate for our patrons than what we proposed at 3.5.
So the math was just a little wrong last
time. The formula that we utilized and plugged in wasn't working and equating out. What you end up doing is you take the tax levy divided by the net assessed value, and you multiply that by 100, which gives you your tax rate. Tax levy, you take the property net assessed value of our district, which is almost $30 million, times the new tax rate you're proposing, and you divide that by 100, and that equals your tax levy. And then to find the net assessed value, you then take that tax levy times 100 and divide it by the tax rate, which in this budget will come in with our capitalers, $1,465,000. Carryover, the next line down, that $168,626. That's really our operational money, so that's our E&M or P&M money that we utilize for July, August, and September, because we typically won't see any money from the county till September. Personal property tax is right at $10,000. Our FDAT, which is our fire department assistant tax, is roughly about 20% of our overall budget, and this year it came in at $190,000 or $100,023. Fire hydrant bond, which is a push-pull. We put $100,000 in, the water district pulls $100,000 out to take care of all of our fire hydrants. Our rentals are right around $45,000. Carry about $1,700 in interest, and that gives us a real estate tax that we're going to ask for is
$950,119. So it's 7792,
which is... Yeah, so if you use our tax rate, it's 3.192772 is what you have to use.
And at that tax rate, how much, on average home of $100,000, what are we looking at?
$12.
Per $100,000.
No, per $100,000 house, you're going to have about a $12 a year increase. If you look here in the second line, which is an increase, 0.1213, that's based off of a $10,000 assessment value. House 10 times 10,000 is 100. This is to the right. So it would be roughly $12.13 per 100. That's really for $1 a month extra this year. If you look at the next page, this is our breakdown from our 2016-17 budget, our 2016-17 actual, and then our proposed 2017-18 budget. This will be through the end of April. So that would be our 10th. So out of our $1.395, $681 million that we asked for, so far this year we've gotten $1,260,000, roughly another $130,000 is still coming in. Look at the total revenue we asked for in 2016-17, which is the far left-hand column. It's 1.65689. Actual we received in so far is 1.261 million. And under our new assessed value that we're having, minus the capital reserve funds of what we have left, will be instead of 1.395 million, it comes up with that 69,000. And as we've always talked about, it's going right into our personnel service. Our goal is to do everything we can do to get our personnel service. We'll never be our neighbors. Part of that wages, again, is substance training and ultimately benefits and wages. So if you look at the 3 years just that I've been here, this would constitute a 10% increase over those 30, see about a 3.3%. We know the cost of living index is right around 7.25%. You know, from our contracts from workers' comp, fuel, you know, building fees, electricity, and taxes, right around 29% increase year after year. We continue to find efficiencies.
Yeah, but you got on payroll now?
Total,
roughly
21. Our goal is to try to drive that number down our slots, which one will cut our operation costs, and two will give us our autonomy that we need to. Our Labor Standard Act changes that may or force us to do that anyway. Those that were at the meetings in January, how the FMLA do. The changes to the overtime laws, the benefits we're going to have to give those folks. They'll no longer be full-time people, part-time people, and paid-on-call people. Everybody will be the same. And our goal is to try to reduce that number down to be forethinking as we go forward. Whether the Fair Labor Standard Act affects us, we have 12 full-time slots, so four per day. We work to thread that down, plus Pepper and myself are 14. We have our operational excellence. The goal is to try to have max per day and a minimum adding three per day that still includes this. Right now, you know, we're doing that with 21-ish people. Some
did you have 12 full-time
slots? Yes.
You don't have 12 full-time people?
No. And right now.
10. Okay.
Question in regard to the salaries and the workers' comp and all this type of stuff. Taking your salary and your insurance and your retirement and everything out of that. Is there money in here so that the crew will have a raise sooner?
It has nothing to do with my wages or benefits at all. Ever has. Matter of fact, everybody got a raise before I got a raise. So the last thing we did, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the very last thing we did was the very last thing we did.
I understood those three in, but it was just...
Well, everybody's gotten a raise already.
They have already.
They have already. And we'll co-pay for our benefits. Our training's at $100 clothing needed on the department. Our neighbors do somewhere between $200 and $500. And we buy everything. We buy the shirts, the paying them some money there. We buy the insurance. All they pay is a co-fee when they go to the paramedic training class we did was $72,000 to put five to go to school. And we paid that's a
right,
5-year buyback.
They're working for us for paid, but they're guaranteed they'd be here 5 years.
That's right.
So if they leave prior to that 5 years, then there's proration.
20% a year. Even four, it's 80%, 360. That's what the district had done before with other. That protected the taxpayers' dollars.
Great thing.
We need to vote.
Okay.
We temporarily accepted a 3.5% budget at the April meeting.
Okay.
We didn't vote on it because we were still in the discovery phase. 5% actually comes in less than what we thought, $3.24. Almost, I think it's 10 cents. 12 cents cheaper. Because we were at 3.24, now we're at 3.20. I'm sorry, 3.19. Look at
about 6 cents.
5 cents.
5 cents, yeah.
Which gives us a little bit of growth. But we do have to vote on it because we have to post it in the paper. That's correct.
Okay.
Well, let me rephrase that. Or we need to have a special meeting for me to make changes,
gotcha.
But we have to do it expeditiously.
Okay. Okay.
To
okay. This is for the proposed budget. Okay.
I'm going to vote to accept the proposed budget.
You guys have any more questions?
Patty, did I answer your question? There is dollars available.
Yes, that's what I wanted to know.
And just to be true, if, you know, we throw a lot of numbers around. We have four people that are on 24 hours a day that work 365. Let's say we give a dollar to everybody. That's right around $36,000. We just don't have the bandwidth to do that. A dollar will cost us about $36,000.
Oh, we can get you some chief, so.
Yeah, but that ladder truck payments, are we getting close to?
Right at $60,000.
And to refinance and just.
Still looking at now, because of the duration of the building loan is something different. That's the one I'm really trying to hit, because that's $255,000.
On the building, twice a year, $60,000 twice a year?
Yeah, it's roughly just under $120,000.
Wow, what kind of interest is it paying?
I'm trying to get it in a three neighborhood is what I'm.
What do you have on this, a 30-year loan plus this building?
What is it, Randy?
Way more, I'm just using numbers, half a mil, $750.
Randy, do you recall?
A little over a million.
Thinking that, but I wasn't sure.
Well, we are, and that's one of the action items I've had every month, trying to get a bank.
At least what, about three and a half loan?
Trying to do a 3.2.
3.2? I think 3.2 is even better, yeah.
Going someplace beside a bank, quote unquote?
Actually, yeah, this is a loan agency.
17, almost 16.
You have quite a bit of equity, but.
Well, you think, yeah.
Questions? Budget?
I'll make a motion to.
Ross making the motion, do I have a second?
I'll second it.
And Bill let Dean do the second this time. All in favor say.
Bill let me.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
So Pepper and I will do all the posting that we have to do for the Pinal County, and we will have another community session in our June.
And under number 10, then we'll move on to number 2, discussion possible action regarding the AFCA.
So just for planning purposes for everybody, we just received the email this week that the summer conference will be July 11th through 14th at Glendale again, a joint conference with AFCA and AFDA. We haven't seen the classes from AFDA yet on the education committee for AFCA, including the course here. Statutory-wise, Bill is the only member that has to go this year to meet the requirements for 1 year. Open to everybody, again, the 11th through the 14th. We'll put out the pamphlets that we need, but as of right, put out early registration. Four rooms we've booked so far from folks we know are better, we get a little bit better rate.
Any other questions, guys? Ladies? Lady guys? Need two ladies on this board, so I can say ladies and gentlemen, but, you know, lady and gentleman.
I tried.
Okay, moving down to number 11, new business. I'm assuming this is just a placeholder.
Yes.
All right. Number 12, next meeting date is June 21st, 2017. And if you have agenda items, they need to be on 13th of June. And with that.
I will be in Denver. Not by then, it's colder now, there's 4 inches of snow forecast this weekend.
Yeah.
I'll let you know about July yet.
Good luck.
Yeah.
We'll have to call in if you guys want to try to call in.
Oh, sure.
They seem to be pretty good, so.
Mine were good in the mountains.
A little tricky when three of you called in, but we did it, so it worked out good.
Yeah, it worked out good.
All right, do I have a motion to adjourn this meeting?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
That would be Ross in a second. Oh, Dean. Dean's falling asleep over there, he's trying to go to take a nap. Dean's seconding it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Aye.